Elizabeth Katsiana says she could possibly be homeless right now if it hadn't been for the state's expansion of Medicaid.
I got sick and I was unable to do my job as an esthetician, and I could not qualify for insurance because I didn't have income, even though I had savings, and that was my only option.
Katsianis, an Elko native, is just one of the more than 200,000 Nevadans who have enrolled in Medicaid since 2013. And according to a recent report published by Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families, that expansion may have had the greatest impact on Nevada in its rural areas. The research found that a greater percentage of children and adults living in rural communities rely on federal and state-backed health care coverage than their peers living in metro areas like the Truckee Meadows or Vegas. Jack Hoadley is one of the report's primary authors. He says access to programs like Medicaid give residents the ability to take advantage of options like primary care, leading to better health outcomes.
When they don't have that Medicaid coverage, they will defer the coverages. They'll defer the health care services. They won't go in when they're starting to sense that their diabetes is acting up or sense that they're feeling some depression.
Since 2013, Nevada has seen the largest drop in the U.S. for the number of uninsured children living in small towns or rural areas. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.